Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress. You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably on a new Serta mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice in Serta mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
Twobrothersmattress.com.
Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
What's up, guys?
Hey, we're back.
And happy to be here.
Sure. Just kidding. It just was crazy. My son just got stepped on a wasp. And Britt's daughter almost walked in on me naked, trying to help him. So it's fine.
And we haven't even gotten to our someday you'll laugh about this moment that just barely happened right just now.
Sure.
It's our life that we live.
We can go with that. Yeah. So Britt was coming out to my house to record, and she's like, hey, I'm running a little bit behind traffic. So I was like, I can hurry and wash my hair, you mm-hmm. know, as moms do. You just like, oh, if I have
find a minute.
So I was washing my hair, and then my little boy was playing outside. Anyway, I didn't know Britt and them had arrived yet. And so I hear my little boy coming in yelling, screaming, and my daughter's coming in yelling, he just stepped on a wasp. He just stepped on a wasp and he got stung. So I'm like, okay, bring him in, like, let him in the bathroom. And I see like another human, like taller human, like coming through the doorway. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I'm like, just put him down. I don't even know who it was. I didn't know if it was your daughter or if it was a neighbor person.
Yeah.
Regardless, I don't want a child to walk in on me naked.
Like, right.
Another child
doesn't,
that's not
doesn't
mine.
Need to happen.
Don't know if she saw anything, mm-hmm. but she was able to laugh it off because I was kind of yelling. Not like yelling, screaming, mad. Just like in a panic.
Panicked.
Yes.
But I feel like you had more someday you'll laugh about this moments, like when you woke up farting.
Well, why do we got to just throw me under the bus? I went on a little retreat. I'm starting to teach dance again at the studio my daughter takes at. And we went on a staff retreat. And just, I don't know anybody on this.
Like the people, you're the newbie.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And the people that hired me, I know them ish, you know, just yeah. through like my daughter dancing there. And then they live in my neighborhood. And so, but we haven't like hung out.
It is weird because you're doing really intimate things like brushing your teeth, going to the bathroom,
showering,
mm-hmm. all in this area with people that, yeah, you don't know very well.
Right. And so no matter who you are, you're going to feel a little bit just like not in your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already kind of nervous. Like, what if I have a night terror? You know that that's a strong possibility if you've been listening to the podcast. And so I did bring like a Unisom to help me mm-hmm. sleep deeper. Anyway, I woke up early in the morning and I hear myself farting.
Like you, that almost what awoke you?
Oh, yeah. Gosh. And I was like, and there was no stopping it. And it was like pretty loud. And here I am in a twin bed with a girl across in a twin bed in a small room. And I just am like, oh my gosh. So I figured,
if I heard it.
Yeah. If it woke me.
There's a very good chance.
It woke her too. I'm like, this is just how I am. But I'm like, let's get ahead of it. So when she woke up, you know, we're like, how'd you sleep? How'd you sleep? It's mm-hmm. the normal.
Pleasantries.
Yeah. And then I said, well, I really apologize because I'm sure you heard me farting. And she was like, what? I didn't. And then I said, No. And it's okay. You can just tell me mm-hmm. that you heard it. Let's just get it out there. Air it out, literally. Open the door, air it out. The real kicker here, though, was the only thing she did in the night was make the cutest sounds I've ever heard.
Like giggling?
And it was funny. It was like as she was falling asleep, she was going, And I'm over here. So anyway, I took the road of let's just air it out there. Let's mm-hmm. just sit. Let's just talk about it. Because
yeah.
You
don't want her to sit there and either say something to somebody else like, oh my gosh.
Awesome.
Or just think of it throughout the day.
Right. And
like,
giggle.
That was so funny.
Does she know she
farted? You can at least be in on the joke.
Yes.
Right? Okay, well, let's get into this week's topic. Right. This is one that Allison's been wanting to do for a few weeks. It is. I'm not saying that like I don't. I'm just saying no, this is how we came up with it. Just things that happen in the kitchen.
Yes.
There's so much of my day that is spent in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit depressing, but there's bound to be something weird.
Right. And you are usually multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're popping something in the oven while you're helping a child with this, while you're cleaning up this. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of one of those things. Well, and I think a few things happened recently that made me be like, we need to do this episode, because my friend Mikkel, she and her husband are home builders, and she just built this beautiful custom home. Their home was in like the parade of homes, top choice. Anyway, they have a pool at their mm-hmm. house, and her sister was bringing her kids over to swim. And her sister was bringing pizzas, probably like take and bake.
Yeah.
And was saying, hey, hurry and preheat your oven. So that way when I get there, we can just pop these right in.
Well, yeah.
She had her kids out at the pool.
Okay.
And she made them get out mm-hmm. while she ran inside. And she was really worried and stressed. Like, what if one of them jumps in when yeah. I run inside? So she was kind of like peeking out the window and stay out of the pool and blah, blah, blah. And hurried and preheated the oven and ran back outside and let them jump in.
And this, had she even used this oven at that point?
No.
Okay.
Like she, this is like the
like
days
I said, they just
the,
barely moved
yeah.
in.
So she, her sister gets there and they're like, okay, like probably 20 minutes later.
Okay.
And she's like, let's pop the pizzas in. And they walked inside and there's smoke.
Oh no.
And fire. And what had happened
and
was,
fire?
I believe there was fire. Because,
in this brand new parade home?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Not in the home, in the oven.
Right.
Because what had happened was when the appliances come, what's inside?
You have like packaging, like the styrofoam.
And instructions, yeah. like the booklet. And that she didn't even realize it. So it melted, you know, her little Ziploc bag and instructions and stuff. Thankfully, there wasn't any damage.
Oh, good. Because melted styrofoam probably doesn't come off
right,
easy.
Or Ziploc bag. Like
yeah.
Most of them come in kind of like a Ziploc.
Uh-huh.
She did say her husband was like, still pretty mad. And I'm like, it's so hard to be mad though. Like,
uh-huh.
It's hard not to be mad,
mm-hmm.
but then it's hard to be
like,
mad.
It was an innocent mistake.
Right. And like, she's got a lot on her plate, but then you're also like, holy cow, we almost burnt down our house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and it is so easy to make an honest mistake in the mm-hmm. kitchen. And my daughters, I actually think I did an Insta story about this like a summer ago or something. My girls.
About the Diva Cup?
No.
Oh.
But like, yes, I did start my Diva Cup on fire on the stove.
oh my gosh. Podcast. What episode was that on?
It was my Someday You'll Laugh About This okay. moment where, once again, you got to boil that thing and yeah. you have to do other things. You can't just sit and watch it.
Yeah.
And
you know, about a watched pot never boils.
Right. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to let this
never disinfects.
Exactly. So I got it boiling and then I went to do other things, yeah. laundry and such. I don't know what. And then the smoke alarm starts going right. on. I'm like, ding, 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 ding. Oh my gosh. I go in, it's smoking like crazy, sizzling. Yeah. I'm like, ah! anyway, both of my daughters and their friends really wanted to make something.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, at least follow a recipe. Because mm-hmm. they usually want to just create something because those dang cooking shows are a farce.
Yeah.
They just think people are coming up with stuff.
They are, but they've been doing it for like 10 years.
Right. Look at professional bakers. And they're going on their standby cupcake recipe. They're just adding cardamom or whatever.
Right.
And
well, at least your daughters want to do edible things. My mm-hmm. daughter wants to make like a salt and pepper grass.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, at least follow the recipe.
Yeah.
So they did. And I come in and what has happened is the entire cake mm-hmm. has just boiled over. She has pulled this from the oven. It's like a circle cake pan.
Mm-hmm. Like a bund.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, she had a cookie sheet under it because I don't know what would have happened. Uh-huh. Our oven would have been toast.
Yeah.
It had just boiled over and burnt to a literal crisp, this chocolate cake.
Oh my gosh.
And I go, what happened?
Yeah.
You guys followed the recipe, right? And I even took like a little bite. Like I was like, what is wrong with this? Like yeah. what happened? I took a little bite of it and I had the strongest flavor of baking soda.
Oh no.
And so
did
the rest
a tablespoon.
Just wait. the recipe calls for 3/4 of a teaspoon of baking soda. They put in 3/4 a cup.
Oh, it was a science experiment.
Yeah. So it was a literal volcano. Yeah.
Was it the chocolate cake recipe?
Yeah.
Our chocolate cake
yeah.
recipe. So by the way, just a side note, this is my chocolate cake recipe and it is vinegar and baking soda and no eggs. The vinegar and the baking soda together are
they bubble it up and make it light.
And so the fact that they like doubled up, well, I don't even know.
3/4 cup.
Did it 12 times. 12 times with the recipe.
And luckily it didn't cause too much damage, but I'm like, holy moly.
That could have just exploded everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. sometimes you're just not thinking. And we all know, and we've all had experiences with putting something metal in the microwave. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't, well, congratulations, you're smarter than the rest of us or just a lot more aware. Because I was coming home from high school. We used to always go to this place called The Depot. It was like the local gas station. Mm-hmm. Get pizza sticks and chicken strips. They're delish. And they come in those little silver bags.
Oh, to, like, keep them warm. Yeah. And you can put them in the oven.
And in my mind.
But not the microwave.
Yeah. And in my mind, it wasn't metal. It was just, silver
it's
paper.
It's just a bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like silver colored. So I got home. I was like, oh, these are a little cold. I'm going to nuke my pizza sticks.
Yeah.
And I tossed them in my mom's microwave. And they went on fire.
Really?
It was like sparking. Uh-huh. And then there was a flame. Threw it in the sink. And then my pizza sticks were ruined.
Ruined. Nothing's more heartbreaking than that. But it's true. Kids always want to do experiments. Mm-hmm. And I remember once I was doing an experiment and it was like Rice Krispies with hot cocoa powder, maybe some milk. I don't think it would taste too bad.
Three quarters cup baking soda.
But I don't know what possessed me. Maybe all of our dishes were in the dishwasher or something. I took this lead.
The rabbit.
I took this lead crystal top hat bowl.
Yeah.
It was like a top hat. It was supposed to be an Easter decoration.
An Easter serving dish.
Yeah. So it was, I'm trying to just, yeah, it looks like a top hat.
Yeah.
But you would hold it upside down and you'd put little candies in it. Yeah. But it was lead crystal. Mm-hmm. An heirloom.
Yeah. A wedding gift.
Yeah. And so I proceeded to put hot cocoa mix, Rice Krispies, and milk, put it in the microwave. Turns out lead crystal will explode. It cracked and blew.
Yeah.
And we had a babysitter over.
Right.
And she was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And
shards of glass.
Literal shards of lead crystal were around the kitchen. And then I had to tell my mom that I had exploded this heirloom trying to create some kind of Cocoa Krispies.
Right. Well, can't fault you on that. Brit's always had a sweet tooth. Well, yeah. I mean, we had a listener basically say the same thing. And this is very common with Pyrex dishes, which is kind of interesting because Pyrex is supposed to be very good. Like, it's a very...
You can't put Pyrex in it?
No, I'm saying, like, Pyrex is... I shattered a Pyrex of our roommates.
Oh.
It went from a hot oven
into like
to cold water.
Okay.
Another listener said that she had a dish with homemade rolls rising on the top and it just out of nowhere. And she kind of had it on top of the stove. So sometimes you can preheat your oven mm-hmm. and then set your, and so it's nice and warm so your rolls will rise.
Uh-huh.
Shattered all over.
Oh no.
She said it was on top of a cold stove. No idea why it just shattered.
Oh my gosh.
Ruined the rolls. Most important thing. Kind of like the pizza sticks.
Yeah. You're like, who cares about that lead crystal heirloom? I wanted my Cocoa Krispies. Like, I wanted those pizza sticks.
Are we?
Yes.
Do we dare pick glass pieces out of rolls? Well, this listener said she was slicing cucumbers from her garden to make pickles, and she was using a mandolin slicer.
Okay.
Brace yourself.
Brit. Mandolin slicer is like where you move your hand over
across
and over
the blade.
And over. Okay, yeah.
So her youngest son shrieked as she was slicing, and she lifted her gaze from the slicer to look at him, like to make sure he was okay. In that split second, she ran the cucumber across the blade and took off the top of her finger.
Oh.
Like took it right off.
Yeah. Gross.
She said she must
not eaten those pickles.
She must have hit some kind of artery or something.
Oh.
Because the blood was squirting out.
Disgusting.
Of
like an SNL skit.
And they couldn't find, she said, and they could not get it to stop. So they went to the ER.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Instacare. Uh-huh. Or she said Instacare was already closed.
Uh-huh.
And it took forever to get the bleeding to stop. And once they got it to stop, all they did was slap super glue across the top of her finger and sent her on her way.
$500 later.
She said when they got home, they looked through the cucumber slices and found her fingertip.
Gross.
And her neon coral fingernail
gross.
Resting
sick
on top of one of the slices. Do you want to see her finger?
No, I don't want to see her finger. No, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
There's two kinds of people in this world. People like me, they're like,
let me see the finger.
And like, people like Brit, they're like, absolutely
please never
no.
show me the finger.
Which one are you? Which one are you, Gabbers? Well, we'll have you do a little poll on our Instagram maybe and see who's which. What? How many of you are Allison? Like, show me the finger.
Uh-huh.
Show me the video. And then, or Brit, that's like, I know.
Please don't. Please don't. Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of looking at a fingertip and wanting to barf, we had a listener write in and say that she was kind of new to cooking. She said when she first got married, she didn't really have a lot of experience in the kitchen growing up. So she was just kind of figuring things out as she went along. She was trying to be all domestic, and she and her husband were heading off to work that day, and she thought, okay, I'm going to thaw the meat out and have it all ready so I can cook a really great chicken casserole when I get home or whatever. So she takes the meat out and sets it in the sink and then takes the chicken packaging, throws it in the garbage can.
Okay.
Well, also they're on a budget, uh-huh. and she thinks, well, there's no reason to have the AC running all day while we're at work. Well, I mean, I guess you can guess where this is going.
Yeah.
They come in and it smells like something died.
Disgusting.
They're trying to figure it out. Like, where is this coming from? Did something really die? They finally opened the pantry door that had the garbage in it where she had laid that chicken wrapping.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, found it. Well, she's the one who found it. It sent her so quickly that she had to run to the bathroom and start barfing. And and I get it. Like,
yeah, so gross.
Non-AC'd raw chicken.
Well, I have a similar story in that same thing. We were newlyweds. We had a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I was setting out chicken to thaw.
Mm-hmm.
And I pushed it way at the back of the counter. As people with dogs, bigger dogs, know you can't leave anything on the edge of the counter. When mm-hmm. you leave, they will eat it. So I really did push it way back and it was frozen. And I'm talking a big pack of chicken
breasts.
The
chicken breasts that you get that's like a foot and a half long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so again, budget.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that could have taken us across two meals at least.
Uh-huh.
But I lay it out to thaw and I come home. And my dog is trembling, trembling. And I am not kidding you. Her face was green.
Like her fur had turned green.
I'm serious. She was so ill looking. And I start to piece together the puzzle and like the chicken wrapping is dragged. So we have like chicken juice and wrapping
Gross.
All over my kitchen.
Gross.
And so all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, she's eaten six raw chicken breasts.
Oh.
And I hurried and opened my door and she runs out and just starts to vomit up. I'm not kidding you. Like they weren't even hardly tenderized. She hardly chewed them because she was so excited.
She was just swallowing chicken breasts whole.
And I was watching her just throw up
full chicken breasts. Disgusting.
I was like so mad because then I was cleaning up. I didn't
You're on a budget.
Where,
and that thing costs $20.
Yeah, and I didn't know where she had dragged this.
Yeah.
Like how what she licked, what she did.
And yeah.
So I was just sitting disinfecting my whole kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
No dinner to be made.
Right.
And she's outside vomiting up stuff.
Raw chicken.
Like, come on. And then another time I had left bacon grease on a plate, like mm-hmm. after the bacon had sat and the plate was at the edge and she got it down and it crashed and broke. And then she licked all the pieces of the plate.
And did she start bleeding?
And she cut her tongue and then started bleeding all over the kitchen. And so, and she, for the rest of her life, had this little slit in the end of her tongue.
She was a forked like a little, tongue dog.
Yeah, like a little
like a snake. Oh my gosh.
So then I was like,
that bacon is just so good that you will lacerate your tongue.
Listen, bacon is
Is that good.
Good?
No, that's what I'm saying.
So I was cleaning up blood, bacon grease, and broken
glass. And dog saliva.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, we've talked about some pretty disgusting stuff.
Yeah.
Do
we get to come up for air?
Do we get to just be a little bit light and just funny? Because this listener, I guess their family are pranksters.
Okay.
And her mom was on the phone with her sister asking her how she got her specific pizza dough recipe to work.
Mm-hmm.
And her dad was in the other room and he decides to text the sister and say, let's pull a little prank on mom.
Okay.
He said, tell your mom that what you do to get it extra perfect mm-hmm. is you cover it in saran wrap, put it on the kitchen floor and walk on it. And so the sister does. She sends a text or she says, oh, and my secret of this whole thing is covering it in saran wrap and walking on it. Mm-hmm. And mom goes, really? And she goes, yeah.
It works for grapes. They can make wine that way.
She said her mom actually tried it.
Oh, and ruined her pizza dough. Probably. Dad, do you want to eat? Like,
walked on. Well, that's why he specifically said covered it in saran wrap first. He's like, waste not, want not. But let's get a few laughs out of this.
He is degassing that dough way too much, though.
She said her dad and her sister were laughing so much when it happened, she realized that it was not
really
part of the recipe. And she ended up throwing out the dough.
Yeah. And again, they went hungry that night. If someone did that to me, I'd be like, fine, you don't want to eat?
Fine. Cheerios for you.
Well, and people are really funny about their recipes.
Mm-hmm. Like keeping them secret?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, you do have this secret thing. And so maybe the person's just like, yeah, okay, uh-huh. No wonder it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
She walked on it. That's something I've never heard of before. Okay, speaking of pranks, this listener said she thought her brother was doing her doing something nice for her when she was sick by bringing her soup to drink. And so he brought mm-hmm. her this little bowl of soup. It turns out it was just the water he boiled his hot dogs in.
Gross. Hot dog water.
Guys, I have so many feelings about hot dog water. It shouldn't exist because boiling a hot dog is literally the most disgusting.
Grill it, microwave it. Almost anything is better than boiling it. Disgusting.
And I remember like literally, this is way back Gab Fest.
Okay.
We had a gabber say, I swear, say they used to save the hot dog water. Do you remember this?
No.
I swear it was on Gab Fest. Maybe it was not. But they would save the hot dog water in the fridge because they said it just got like more flavorful.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Oh. And so I'm just sitting there.
It's like a, when you season your cast iron pan.
Yes. Yeah.
It was seasoned hot dog water. Yikes.
Yeah. Which is a little bit of whatever food poisoning would be in there, whatever microbials would be growing, you know. The things that people can like get through. Like y'all got iron stomachs, some of you. You know what I mean?
It's true. You can't be too gentle on your stomach or everything's gonna make it upset.
Yeah.
You gotta throw something moldy in there every once in a while, right, guys? Sick. Okay, once again, we're getting really barfy with the hot dog water.
Yeah.
Like, so we just keep coming back to really disgusting stuff. I don't, maybe that's just the what it's going to be today.
We'll be back.
Yeah. Seriously. I don't know. We might not be able to avoid it. Mm-hmm. But also, there's just disasters. And I was actually talking to a friend the other day because she had just posted her little boy's birthday cake that she made. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's impressive. I said, I've given up on birthday cakes. Mm-hmm. They are the bane of my existence. I used to get really mad because I should be able to make a birthday cake. And for some reason, every single time, multiple times a year, you know, husband's birthday, daughter's birthdays, right, it would fall apart. It would crumble. It would burn. It would stick to the pan. It would whatever.
Cakes by Courtney, if you're listening.
Come give
Send
me
Brit some birthday.
Come
help.
To my kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, so I've given up on making them. But yeah, if when you put your heart and soul and you have kind of your heart set on a certain thing, it really is disheartening when something bad happens to
it. Well, and cooking in and of itself, cooking is just messy.
Yeah.
So you're already creating this mess. And then if you have this disaster,
mm-hmm,
you know, or whatever, you're making pizza dough or
with your feet.
Yeah. You're already in a mess.
Yeah.
So then to have it go wrong, it's just too much. It's frustrating.
Yeah. Well, you know how you were saying a lot of people have broken their Pyrexes because of the hot and cold thing. This is common. So this listener said she was making cheesecake, homemade cheesecake, which is, I've never done it.
No, I haven't either.
I think that's probably kind of hard, mm-hmm, advanced. And she wanted
to make like a special pan.
Yeah. One that I don't have. And so she was following this recipe and it was supposed to be this berry cheesecake, which sounds great. And you added some regular berries to the cheesecake. And then you also cooked berries on the stove to have it simmer down into a syrup.
Like a berry compote.
Yeah. To drizzle over the top, which sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. And so the recipe said, okay, cook the berries, let them liquefy, blend them up, then put them through a strainer. So this is quite the multi-step process.
Okay.
Well, she said the instructions said nothing about letting the hot berry liquid cool before putting it into the blender.
Okay.
And she decided to put it in her magic bullet, pours it right into this little magic bullet glass cup, you know, and just sticks it right on the top. And she said it only blended for about 5 seconds before the heat inside literally blew the top of that magic bullet. Mm-hmm. She said there was berry compote on her cabinets, her floor, her ceiling. And plus that whole thing was blown up.
And it's
your
hot.
Magic bullet.
It's hot.
And she said she burned her hand.
Oh, gosh.
Hot, sugary, like, fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That hurts.
Yeah.
But speaking of exploding,
yeah,
when I was a young married person, I wanted to have like cute decor in my kitchen, but I'm also very frugal. You guys know that. So what I did, you know how at some point in time it was kind of trendy to have like bottles that had like canned fruit in them, almost vinegarized like
it was
tomatoes.
Very, like,
Tuscan. Yes. Tuscan. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. Early 2000s.
Yes.
Early to mid 2000s. Mm-hmm. That's like where Taipan is like the Tuscan raw iron.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I wanted to have like a kind of a row of bottles that had, you know, some different colors of
maybe some
produce.
Peppers, maybe some oranges.
Peppers. I had some tomatoes. I had some corn just to add some yellow and orange and red. Well, turns out, if you just bottle them without going through the proper
channels,
they start to ferment.
Makes sense.
They will blow the cap off of that bottle that you have put them in.
You just
and
made it
explode.
Like, you just made fruit wine.
So they explode. Like all of them popped their tops, and I had gross fermented tomatoes on my ceiling,
sick,
all around my kitchen.
And now you have to clean. And it's not easy cleaning a ceiling.
No.
Yeah.
do you think we had some kind of handy step stool? No. We were in that basement apartment.
Right.
So yeah, that was a kitchen disaster.
Right. Well, that's too funny. Okay. Well, this listener, he said he was in high school and he was home alone for the whole weekend and needed to do the dishes. So he found the dish soap, filled her up, left for a few hours, came home. He filled up the dishwasher, you guys.
Oh, with like Dawn.
Yes. He said, and there was a huge mess of bubbles everywhere. And he was really confused. So he called his parents to see why it did that. And they just started laughing at him. He said, learn the hard way, I guess.
Uh-huh. I would rather have an explosion of bubbles than fermented creamed corn.
It depends. It depends on literally that's how what wet I was dealing everything with. Got. Did my cabinets get warped and ruined? Did my floor get ruined? Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
if you're cooking the food, like preparing, cooking it, then you make a mess that way. And then a disaster happens. It's like all of the above.
And then you don't even have anything to show for it.
Yeah. You're like, well, now the food's ruined. My kitchen's a disaster and I'm a disaster.
Yeah.
You know.
And now my family's hungry.
Right. And I am too.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
All right. Well, you were talking about birthday cakes earlier and how you've just stopped making birthday cakes.
Yeah.
I've been pretty bad lately, but I started telling like my extended family, like, we're not going to do gifts. I'm going to make you whatever cake you want. So usually I'll make.
So you're really good at it.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I usually make everyone's favorite cake.
Okay.
But I'm not like a cake decorator as much. I can do just like the basic stuff. But anyway, this listener said it was her husband's birthday and they had only been married a few weeks. So she, of course, wanted to be like the cute, good wife,
right,
make him his favorite cake, be super domestic. So she asked him, well, what's your favorite cake? Thinking and kind of hoping maybe it'd be like some Funfetti.
Yeah.
Something from a box.
Something Betty Crocker.
He's like, the Walmart white cake would be great.
Babe. Perfect.
But his answer was
Dolce de leche.
She proceeded
with a red velvet crumble.
Yeah. And a berry combo.
Sounds disgusting.
And a berry combo. And he proceeded to tell her his favorite cake was called American Beauty.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what she said. She had never heard of it, of course.
I can't
and
believe
she said,
that.
And of course, it was his grandma's recipe. So she called
this. I entitled this recipe American Beauty.
Grandma. Is this Duncan Hines? Are you playing with me right now, Grandma? So they called the mom. She called her mother-in-law and she got her the recipe. And she started to regret her decision of being a good wife because all the ingredients were full-fledged from scratch. Mm-hmm. Like cake to frosting to everything, uh-huh. Scratch.
Very farm to table.
Yes.
Okay.
They're like fresh ground wheat. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just making that up. Anyway, she made it, she thought this was like the most dense cake she had ever seen. Mm-hmm. But she also, and she also wanted to note that the American Beauty cake is.
I can't get over
American Beauty. Sounds sorry. Like a name of a racehorse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. American Beauty won, you know.
Yeah, won the Kentucky Derby
or whatever. Anyway, she said this cake is bright red, aka, come on guys, it's red velvet cake. Anyway, so she's looking at the cake that feels like dense red Play-Doh. This can't be right. And so she'd never made it. So she's like, I don't know. And here's the thing. It could have been one of those things where probably maybe pre-internet or pre-Pinterest when it's like you couldn't just be like, what does an American Beauty cake normally look like?
No one knows. Grandma only has named this. I promise you that.
But while she decided, okay, she's going to make the complicated frosting and then she's going to frost it, call it good, throws candles on there, everything, gets it ready for his birthday. They go out to dinner with friends and then they come back to the house.
With the friends?
With the friends.
Oh, no.
And they're like, okay, time to dish up the cake. And she could just tell something was wrong as she watched him chew and asked how it was. How was it? And he's like, being super sweet and mm-hmm. says it's just like a little thicker than normal. It's like fine. And she said she grabbed it and tasted it and it truly had the texture of Play-Doh. And she grabbed
we've all eaten a little of that, haven't we guys?
We know.
What? As she a said, kid, come on.
She said, I grabbed everyone's plates and threw them away because I'm dramatic like that. And she started tearing up wondering.
No one shall take a bite of the American Beauty.
Not at all. So she said, she started tearing up a little bit and just was wondering what she had done wrong. So her husband looked over the ingredients with her and asked her, did you mix the vinegar with the baking soda at the end to make it fluff up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had accidentally mixed the vinegar with baking powder, which does not indeed have the foam same and bubble like yeah. baking soda would. Mm-hmm. So the result was an extremely dense cake. There's no leavening.
Right,
in
right.
There.
Mm-hmm.
So she said they laugh now, and every year she still makes it for his birthday.
I would have given up.
Still double checks the very end part every single time, and she's been making it for 22 years.
So you're saying that she is now an American Beauty champion?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
She's winning blue ribbons with that American Beauty.
American Beauty. You want to impress your spouse, the friends. Mm-hmm. So yeah, she probably didn't want them force feeding themselves mm-hmm. that Play-Doh American Beauty.
Well, and how many girls,
trying to be nice.
How many girls are coming into marriage ready? Betty Crocker.
None.
Betty Crocker status.
And it's getting less and less and less.
Because, yes, it is.
Don't you think?
Most of them are Uber Eats.
Yes.
Type of gals. Yes.
Yeah, for real. Nothing wrong. No. Just saying the dynamics have changed.
And so I'm just saying like most girls are coming in and they're learning on the job.
Absolutely. I would not say that I had any great expertise by any means. And I don't still, you know, I'm just learning as
like,
I go.
Even prior, like I was cooking my own food and stuff, but I was really poor in college.
And you used to make a lot of stovetop.
I made a lot of stovetop and rice-a-roni.
I popped open a lot of just cans of chicken noodle soup.
Right.
You know, Dinty Moore. Mm-hmm. So the Walmart version of Dinty Moore. But this listener said that one of her first meals.
Wait, what's Dinty Moore?
It's like those canned just soups, like. Hearty chicken noodle like and dumplings. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I guess I just don't know the fancy brand.
I promise you it wasn't fancy. So she said one of the first meals that she had her husband's parents over for. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
She decided to go tacos, but keeping it simple, right? But for some reason, something had gone wrong with the hard shells that she had bought. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to feel bad about that. You need to get mad at Old El Paso.
Right.
You
or
know?
Walmart or wherever you bought it from.
But... yeah, she said they were rancid or stale or something. So everyone stopped eating them and just ate the meat with forks, which mm-hmm. is fine. Taco salad. It's fine. But for some weird reason, she just kept eating the rancid taco shells to try to act like, you guys, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you guys are just used to like different taco shells.
You guys are so silly.
Yeah. You guys just aren't used to these brand of taco shells. It's totally fine. She probably barfed later.
Yeah.
Rancid?
Probably. They're just talking about how, like, you know, you don't know till you know. And there's just things Absolutely. You learn on the job. And as you're baking and cooking, mm-hmm. this is just quick, but I just thought it was kind of funny. This listener said she once got some hamburger helper to make.
Solid.
I was mad because she didn't realize, where's the burger? Where's the beef? Where's the beef, man?
Where's the beef?
And I was like, did you just think there was, like, dehydrated beef? Because it's not shelf stable, like, hamburger meat, and it's, like, on the dry aisle. So what kind of uh-huh. burger did you think was in there? And uh-huh. the fact, emphasis on the helper. Part of that title. Hamburger.
This helps help the hamburger. Yeah. But yeah, it is a little bit of false advertising.
Yeah.
I could understand how that mistake was made.
There's hamburger pictured on it next to that little white glove. You know?
Yes. But she should have just made it, played it off, and it's like, we're going vegan tonight. Good. Meatless Monday.
We did quite a bit of hamburger helper.
Yeah.
And this is gonna make me sound gross because I don't think you could pay
the
me
stroganoff
to eat this now,
is good.
I used to like tuna helper in college.
The Salisbury steak hamburger helper. Not mad at it.
Guys, gross. I ate tuna helper.
Like
a hot canned tuna.
Do you know what? I have had that before.
Tuna melts are good.
I have had tuna helper before, once again, when we were first married.
Yeah.
And I made the grave mistake of buying
tuna helper.
That was mistake number one. Second mistake is we were living at a long, what do you call it? Extended stay hotel.
Okay.
Because we were doing summer sales.
I was like, you might want to explain that. Sounds like you're vagrants or something.
Yeah, you guys have been through some stuff.
We were down on their luck and they were living in a motel.
Okay.
Called Rosebud Motel.
Seriously. We were doing summer sales and apparently the apartments weren't ready for everybody that we were going to be staying in. So they said, okay, for this week, you're going to be staying at an extended stay hotel. Mm-hmm. And they are basically hotel rooms like the ones that we're used to, the basic yeah. ones. They also have a kitchenette in them, but mm-hmm. same size. So very small.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to make in this 20 by 12 little room,
yeah.
tuna helper. Can you imagine? Can you like picture? Right. I guess. Can you smell how bad our room stunk?
Right.
It was bad. It was disgusting.
It's so gross. You open a can of tuna in a room that big, and you're there for 3 days. That smells there for 3 days. Just opening it, let alone
a hot tuna
frying
baked
up in a hot. So gross.
So this listener said, "On how
if you've never been poor in your life, you probably should try it."
You know what? Somebody recently said, "Like you guys have so many stories, so many experiences, and like." Because we've been through the school of hard knocks. I don't know what else to tell you. Yeah,
like, when you're desperate, things happen.
Bad stuff happens. Turns out the TV shows are all true. Okay.
Yeah. When life's too comfortable. What do they say? You don't grow out of your comfort zone. Well, when you just have to be out of your comfort zone because you got no other choice. Builds character, you know?
So this listener said it was Halloween and her middle son decided to cook himself some Easy Mac mm-hmm. between school and trick-or-treating.
Okay, guys, sometimes Easy Mac's better than the box Mac.
It's
super creamy.
Yeah, the box is sometimes gets runny.
Yeah.
She said all of a sudden they smelt the worst smell, looked over, and it was on fire in the microwave. Once again.
Yeah.
Not an isolated incident.
Well, what do you do? Grab the flaming ball,
or let your microwave go down in flames. You choose. Get a hot whatever you call it.
Yeah, but that's going to light on fire.
Get the silicone hot pad,
and then it melts and skin grafts itself to your hand.
Allison is doomsdaying right now. So anyway,
spiraling.
He had forgotten to put water in and just cooked dry noodles for 3 minutes straight. She said it all smelt terrible and everything in their house had that smell just like the tuna
on Halloween
when everyone's like trick or treat. Never mind, we don't want that.
Our appetite's ruined.
Thanks, kid who made the house smell like disgusting mac and cheese. She said it took forever to get it to go away, and she says if you've ever had it happen, you know the smell.
There's like a
certain smell. I get mm-hmm. it. Those
like
yeah, once again, the tuna helper, those
smell it just thinking about
absolutely.
It
absolutely.
Well, and some things are just not meant to be made maybe at home. Like this listener said, she tried to make a bloomin' onion. Awesome blossom, if you will.
Yeah, so good.
Sounds so good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are yummy.
They're great.
If you don't know what we're talking about.
Dip in sauce.
Outback Steakhouse.
I like their jumbo shrimp.
Oh my gosh, no. Not a huge fan. But anyway, she tried to do DIY the bloomin' onion.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually does kind of sound complicated.
Well, you got to somehow cut it in a bloomin' way.
And then... And
that feels hard.
You gotta make it bloom. And then you have to dip it in enough hot oil to submerge
You have to like dip it in batter.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's fried.
Yes. So she said that the giant onion plus the too small of a pot equaled overflowing oil and flame.
Oh no.
I had an incident, not with oil, but it kind of gets me fired up still because we
were at grease fire. There we go.
At my husband's family cabin, and it's like hard because you're all cooking at once in the kitchen and it kind of gets hot and busy in there. And anyway, somebody, I'm not going to say who, but it wasn't me, put a dishcloth next to the gas range, and I turned and saw it in flames.
Right.
And so I instinctively grabbed the dish towel and just threw it into the sink and turned on the water. You know what I don't like about this story?
That you got blamed?
I got blamed, and I saved the day. And I just, everyone kept being like, yeah, don't put the dishcloth there like Allison. Uh-huh. And I'm like, whoa.
Allison, you were the hero they didn't deserve.
I'm going down in flames.
They did not deserve you.
I'm going down in flames along with the dish towel. Nobody fessed up to setting the dish towel there. And I saved the day. This listener said years ago, her family's deep freezer broke and they were trying to salvage as much food as they could. And she said it was probably broken for like 2 days.
Oh, yikes.
Before someone discovered this.
Not much can be salvaged.
It's kind of like the girl who defrosted her chicken. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
But
that's a tough pill to swallow.
It is.
Like thousands of dollars. I mean, I'm exaggerating with thousands of dollars, but like
hundreds,
all your food that you've saved up.
Mm-hmm. It's your food storage. Mm-hmm. They're like, great, there's going to be an earthquake tomorrow. Anyway, so they're just cooking things and eating things, trying for this whole thing to not be a total waste.
Right.
So they're cooking like 18 pounds of burger probably. Anyway, ice cream was gone and all the frozen meat ended up just getting tossed.
That's the only thing I would trust thawed out. I love an ice cream soup.
A little milkshake.
Yeah.
So she said, anyway, her sister, side note, had her leftover wedding cake in the freezer. And
did you do that? Did you freeze your wedding cake so you could eat it a year later?
We did. We took one bite. It was just like symbolic.
Yeah, we did too. It was a little freezer burnt.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that still happening? Still a thing?
I have no idea.
Because she did mention, this listener said, you know, might as well eat it, I guess, even though it wasn't the anniversary, but everything was going bad. So like, we can't keep this for her anyway. So she said it tasted really bad, the cake. She ate two big mouthfuls and said, this tastes so bad. And it's like a little bit of a funny color too.
Gross.
Well, her dad, who is known to eat expired food like nobody's business, says it's fine. That's what I'm saying.
Do we all have someone? I think we all have someone in our lives that eats expired food without batting an eye.
Scraping the crystals off and being like, it's fine, guys. It's good.
It's not fine.
No. She said, I still don't know why I trusted him, but she took two more bites and it was just rancid. She's like, this
gross.
Is bad, and was gagging. It was not a moment later that she noticed the cake was getting pinker in color.
Gross.
Turns out the frozen meat on the top shelf above had defrosted and all the meat juice
gross.
Had been dripping onto the cake. She was eating
cake au jus.
Cake.
Gross. Like,
how is she not barfing?
Like,
not even because of the food poisoning, but
pink
just because
meat juice,
knowing that
cake.
You just ate like bloody cow cake.
Oh, you guys, I apologize. It comes with the territory.
Yeah.
If something is going wrong in the kitchen, which is what this entire episode is about, mm-hmm. it's not going to be yummy.
It's not going to be pretty.
It's not going to be good. Mm-mm. It's going to be disgusting. Yeah. So there
disgusting
we are.
Disgusting or scary or damaging.
Or painful.
You're going to lose a finger. You're going to end up
You're going to lose your lunch.
Yeah. But either way, just remember.
Someday you'll laugh about this.
All right, Gabbers, follow along with us on Instagram at gabfest_gals, where you can submit your stories for our upcoming episodes.
And you guys have been rising to the challenge. You have been going above and beyond as Gabbers because we've gotten some new reviews as per our request. Mm-hmm. This lovely person called Amort717 said, best friends, 5 stars. Just a funny, mindless listen, great distraction while cleaning, doing laundry, or at the gym.
Yeah.
I'm the crazy lady at the gym laughing to myself all because of this podcast.
Yeah, you are.
I'll own it. This podcast generally makes me happier.
Yes.
So sweet.
And you know, I'm gonna choose not to take offense to the mindless part. Because guess what? I've used that when I'm explaining it to people. I'm like, we don't make you think very hard.
No, who
we
wants
don't challenge
to think hard?
You to be better. We just challenge you to embrace what life throws at you and laugh about it. I said it's a great, I always tell people it's a great podcast to listen to while you're cleaning your toilets.
Absolutely.
Going on a walk.
Uh-huh.
It's easy.
Well, I was telling Allison, I said the one thing that's really nice about, I guess, what we're promoting mm-hmm. is valuing and cherishing things that you already have, which are your experiences and your memories.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go out and buy something new. You don't have to go out and
change your life,
join a gym or start eating keto. You can just value the experiences you've already had, send them in, get everyone laughing with you. And it's kind of a cool concept that we all have something to contribute to it.
And looking at life through the lens of someday you'll laugh about this
yeah.
helps.
Oh, so, it totally helps me.
So I don't care that it's mindless. We all need mindless things. Uh-huh. And
I prefer it. I prefer it.
Light, mindless
yeah.
laughter. It's great. Thanks so much to our gabbers, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
You don't want to? Well, you have to.
I hate going to a food blog and it's like, when I was 5 years old,
yeah.
get to the recipe.
Thankfully, if any of them that are worth their weight says click jump to the recipe.
This sounds like one of those commercials. It's like, if you experience night terrors, bloating, gassiness.
Have you seen those? That meme that's like, paranoid, stressed, anxious, could be meth. And you're like, it's been meth this whole time.
A lot of us. We're going to search through our spaghetti dinner yeah. for glass shards.
Right.
And then my roommate was like,
what are we doing?
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
This will shred your small intestine. Yeah. I did that on the oven. I'm sorry. We're showing each other our scars on our hands.
Mm-hmm. Sure you don't want to see Amber's finger?
I really don't.
That is like mind-boggling to me that like somebody wouldn't want to see it. Like I'm just too curious. You know what I mean?
I feel like I understand what's going on. I get the picture in my mind.
Or like, you know when sometimes you go to have some ice and it tastes like steak?
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.